Shalom, everybody! V'zos HaBracha is the very last parsha in the Torah, and in this parsha, Moshe blesses Bnei Yisrael, and then he passes away. The nation mourns for him, and the mantle of leadership gets passed to Yoshua. And then, at the very end of the parsha, at the very end of the Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Dalid, beginning with Pasuk Yud, the Torah praises Moshe in ways that no one has ever been praised. The Torah says that no Navi has ever existed on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the conduit through which incredible miracles and wonders were brought to the world in Egypt, and after the nation left Egypt, etc., etc. And then the Torah says, in the very last pasuk in the entire Torah, the Torah says three things about Moshe, three exceptional things about Moshe. And we'll explain those three things as Rashi does, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105. First, the Torah is the last pasuk in the whole Torah. First, the Torah says that there was a Yad HaChazakah. What was Moshe's strong hand, great hand? Rashi says that Moshe accepted the Luchos with his hands. That's Yad HaChazakah. Then the Torah says, Ulechol HaMora HaGadol Asher Asa Moshe. All the great miracles that Moshe performed as the Shaliach, the representative of Hashem. And then finally, the Torah says the third thing, the last thing we will ever hear in the entire Torah about Moshe. The Torah says, Le'enei Kol Yisrael. He did this in front of Bnei Yisrael, in full view of Bnei Yisrael. And what did he do in full view of Bnei Yisrael? Rashi says that Le'enei Kol Yisrael refers to the fact that Moshe shattered the Luchos in front of Hashem. That's it. Moshe shattered the Luchos in front of Hashem. Hashem agreed to the fact that Moshe shattered the Luchos. Hashem agreed with him. Hashem said, Yesha koach, that you broke the Luchos. Those are not my words. Those are Rashi's words based on the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, in the name of Reish Lakish. Moshe shattered the Luchos, and Hashem agreed, and he said, Yisher koach sheshibarta, great job, Moshe, you smashed the Luchos. And that's the end of the Torah. And the question is this: I understand the first two points about Moshe Rabbeinu. He accepted the Luchos from Hashem, beautiful. He was the conduit for amazing miracles, beautiful. But what does this last point mean? This is the last point, the last resume item about Moshe Rabbeinu in the whole Torah. He broke the Luchos? That's the way the Torah wants me to remember Moshe Rabbeinu? What's going on here? So many Mefarshim discuss this. Take a look, for example, at the Sifsei Chachamim, beautiful explanation. But there is another beautiful explanation given by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson, who died in 1994. This idea is part of a much larger idea, and it's found in a couple of places, including Likutei Sichos Chelek Lamed Dalid, beginning there on page 217. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says that the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, that is summarized in the last three words of the entire Torah, refers to, yes, actually smashing the Luchos. Why is that such a great thing? The Lubavitcher Rebbe says, take a look at Rashi, not here, but in Parshas Kisisa, when he actually breaks the Luchos. Rashi in Sefer Shmos, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, quotes the Medrash Tanhuma, and he brings a mashal, he brings a parable to explain Moshe's reasons for smashing the Luchos. The Medrash compares the situation to a king who traveled to a faraway land, and he left his betrothed wife to be in charge of all the handmaids. The king did not fully marry his wife yet. She did not get her ksuba yet. So this woman, the king's betrothed, is now in charge of all the handmaids in the palace as the king goes away. And while the king is away, the handmaids did some very illicit things, very promiscuous things. The handmaids did that. And the betrothed woman also got a bad reputation because of that. So the king returned, and he was prepared. The king was prepared, literally, to kill her. He was literally prepared to kill her. So a friend of the woman, a friend of this betrothed, tears up the ksuba. He tears up the marriage contract. And he said to the king, you cannot kill her because she's not your wife. And then the king did some research and find out that his betrothed didn't do anything wrong. So he wanted to marry her, and a new ksuba was written. And that, says the Medrash, is exactly what happened when Moshe smashed the Luchos. Some people in Bnei Israel served the Egel, but most did not. And still, Hashem was prepared to destroy Bnei Israel. And Moshe, the good friend of Bnei Israel, so to speak, tears up the Ksuba. He tears up the marriage contract. He smashes the Luchos. There's no marriage to Hashem. You're not uniquely connected to Bnei Israel, so why destroy them? It was an incredibly bold thing to do. We could say maybe it's even chutzpahdik. And yet Hashem agreed and Bnei Israel was saved. And that, says the Lubavitch Rebbe, is the very last thing we hear about Moshe. He defended his people. He cared about the nation. He defended the nation. He put himself at personal risk for the sake of the community, for the nation. Yes, he smashed the Luchos, but why? To save Bnei Israel, and that is indeed a great way to end the Torah. Have an amazing day, everyone!